You're listening to SBS News.
Paul Fung says he lost years of his life and countless paychecks at Crown Casino.
It really started to take over my life, really. It was my main thing was I needed to gamble to almost get through a day.
He says the more he gambled, the more perks he was offered, like free parking, food and drinks. Mr. Fung says the venue even recognised important cultural days like Chinese New Year.
There were celebrations, there was dinners, there was the red envelopes, which is a cultural thing that's part of the Chinese New Year celebration. And they just made you feel like you're part of the family or you're part of the team.
He believes this was part of a deliberate ploy to target gamblers in his community, and he's put his concerns to Victoria's Royal Commission into Crown Casino. It was established in response to the New South Wales inquiry that found Crown Resorts was not suitable to hold a casino licence in that state. Alliance for Gambling Reform Chief Advocate Reverend Tim Costello fears there are many more stories like that of Paul Fung that are yet to be told.
We know Crown has targeted particularly the Vietnamese and Chinese communities with buses and inducements. We know that they have stories to tell. And we know that, by and large, there hasn't been time to engage with them.
The Australian Gambling Research Centre says that while cold communities within developed nations, including Australia, tend to participate in gambling less than the overall population, those who do gamble may be more likely to experience problems. Eddie Micheleff from the Ethnic Communities Council of Victoria says many cultures have a belief about luck and chance that leads them to gamble.
It's part of their culture. It lends them to get into that scene. And sometimes it's very just basic loneliness.
Public submissions for Victoria's Royal Commission close on Monday, the 26th of April, just shy of a month after submissions opened. Reverend Tim Costello wants that deadline pushed back significantly to allow for proper engagement with the state's multicultural communities.
They haven't done the outreach. They haven't let people know that there are translators and resources for culturally and linguistically diverse, and this is a really missed opportunity.
Meanwhile, New South Wales this week has launched a targeted campaign to raise awareness about the harms of gambling in migrant communities. Natalie Wright from the New South Wales Office of Responsible Gambling says the aim of the series of in-language videos is to deliver a tailored message about seeking help.
Particularly multicultural communities, seeking counselling isn't the norm, so it's really about breaking down those barriers and encouraging people to seek support.
Shifting the focus, she says, to recovery and life after gambling. Abby Dinham, SBS News.